Israel to the fifth book of Moses, turn with us today to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy is where our sermon title is derived from today. The book of Deuteronomy means repetition of the law. That is our sermon thought today. Repetition of the law. Now I know what you're thinking, dear friends. Many of you say, well, I've heard it all before. Well, dear friends, we're here to tell you today, it won't hurt you to hear it again. Because I can tell you today, no matter how many times you hear the Word has a resting place in the lives of the recipient of the Word of God. Dear friends, today when the Lord blessed us to go to the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord wanted us to be solely embracing the time that He's blessed is to have with one and another. You see, dear friends, this is a special time when the people of faith can come together in one mind, in one accord, and sing the praises of the Lord who loves them and cares for them and desires to communicate with them. Repetition of the law. Book of Deuteronomy, there in chapter number 8, we find Moses giving warnings, exhortations to the children of Israel. They're about to embark upon the land of milk and honey. Here in Deuteronomy, in chapter number 8, Lord willing today, let us focus primarily on verses 10 and verse 11. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God and not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Oh, dear friend, when Moses was addressing the children of Israel, he wanted them to know that God had blessed them in tremendous ways. For you see there, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty had brought them to a good land. He had brought them where the fountains of water was crisp and that they were clean. He brought them to a land that was rich with and barley. He brought them to a place that they could give thanksgiving and praise to Him. I believe, dear friends, that we all can agree today that God has blessed us and enriched us and had us in a place that we can bring Him honor and bring Him praise. It is my prayer today, dear friends, that we take this moment, this opportunity that the Lord has so graciously given and bring it to the place that we can give Him honor, give Him praise, and give Him glory, and be filled today with the blessings of God. Oh, dear friends, I believe that the Lord has brought us here for a divine purpose. He's brought us here to come together to have joy and peace in our heart. He's blessed us here with an opportunity to praise Him and to give Him thanks and to honor His glorious name. Just think about Moses as he was addressing the children of Israel. He was reminding them of what God had done and what God was willing to do. I believe we all can agree today that God has blessed us in a tremendous way, and with the blessings that God has so graciously given to each and every one of us. How many of us are giving Him honor? How many of us are giving Him praise? And how many of us are saying, "Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me"? I believe, dear friends, that we fail many times to give thanks and to give gratitude where it's due. For you see, dear friends, this message title today, Repetitions of the Law, it means something. Repetitions of the Law, it means that we hear it time and time again, but we today fail to heed and to hear what God has a desire to say to us. I believe that we, as children of faith, are to embrace the Word and cleave to the Word and apply the Word to our lives, so that we today, praise His name, can be all we need to be. Oh, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, He would echo the words of Moses. You say, Brother Lynn, these repetitions of the Word, how are they playing out in the Scriptures? The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in verse number 5, the Bible says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Oh, dear friends, you can go over to the book of Matthew and look at Matthew 22 and verse 37. And the Bible says that Jesus saith unto them, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Oh, friends, He's repetitions. These things that are said time and time again are for a divine purpose. You say, Brother Lynn, what is that purpose? That purpose is to instill in us the Word of God that enables us to thrive in the days of trial and tribulation. It's the Word of God that sustains us, and praise God, makes us who we need to be. Oh, dear friends, Moses was reflecting upon how that God had blessed the children of Israel, how that God had enabled them to crash and go over the thresholds of trouble and to crash and to crush the oppositions that came upon them, because God had strengthened them and enabled them to go forward. How many of us can recall in our life how that God has enabled us to crush and to overcome and to thrive in the very midst of heartache and pain? We all can. We all can. We all remember how that God has blessed. We all can recall how that the mighty hand of God has enabled us to thrive. We all can recall how that God has stirred the waters of our soul and brought about a quenching of the thirsty spirit that we have. How many of us can recall how that God has nurtured us and healed us and blessed us and enabled us to be here, praise God, today? How many of us realize that? You see, as they were at the very cusp of going over into the land of promise, Moses is reminding them what God had done and what God was doing, and praise His name, what He's willing to do. God promised them that He would never leave nor forsake. You and I today have been blessed with that same sentiment. We've been blessed with that same word. It's been repeated time and time again. Oh, dear friends, how many of us are embracing the very presence of God in our midst? Well, the Bible teaches us where there are two or three are gathered in His name. What? He's among us today. As the children of Israel was about to go over into the land of the Canaanites, where there were giants and great obstacles, the Lord who loved them and blessed them and helped them would enable them to be able to crush and overcome the opposition that was before them. Repetition to the law. That's what Moses was doing. He was reminding them of where they were, where they are, and praise God, where they're going to be. Oh, when we thought about that, I thought about this wonderful word. Where you see here, Moses would write, when thou hast eaten and art full. Oh, listen to this. Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He had given thee. Oh, dear friends, it wasn't about them taking it. It was already theirs in accordance to the Word of God. It was already theirs. It was theirs. I tell you today, dear friend, what I have in glory, I don't have to earn, I don't have to obtain. Praise God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, it's mine. I don't have to be convinced of that. I know that. I know that. Sometimes I live like I have forgotten it. Poor me. Poor me. You ever had a pity party? You ever felt sorry for yourself? Oh, sure you have. Sure you have. We all have. Just think about the moaning, groaning, mumbling Israelites. They felt sorry for themselves a lot. And what Moses had desired to do by the will of God was to remind them of His Word and how that God had filled them and blessed them and helped them each and every step of their life. Just as He has us. Now, there may be a lot of us may say, well, I got here on my own strength and merit. Listen, you got here by the grace of God. You got here by the grace of God. Those children of Israel, they wandered in that wilderness for 40 years. 11-day journey took them 40 years because of their whining and because of their doubting and because of the iniquity of their lives. But I tell you, despite their faults and their shortcomings, the Lord blessed them. But then despite of my shortcomings and despite of my failures, the Lord has blessed me. You say, why, Brother Lynn? Because He loves me, praise His name. Moses was reminding them of that. Now that old generation had all but virtually died and gone away. But their children was there. You try to talk to some of these kids, and, oh, I've heard it. I've heard it. You talk to some of these adults, oh, I heard it. I know all about it. Well, I tell you, dear friend, we may have heard it. We may know all about it. But I tell you, until we apply it, we'll never realize the goodness and the wonders of God. What Moses was saying, he was saying, embrace it because the Lord has blessed you. He's filled you. He's helped you. And now give Him thanks. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't got nothing to thank Him about. Well, dear friends, every morning that we wake up, that's something to thank Him for. every time that we're able to come to the house of God, that's something to thank Him for. Repetitions. The law was given by Moses to a people who needed the Word worse than anything. They needed the Word more than a standing army. They needed the Word more than finances, because Moses knew and we know if you have the Word, praise God, you got it all. Now, what did he say? He said this: when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Now notice verse 11. Beware thou, forget not the Lord thy God, and the keeping his commandments, and in his judgments, and in his statutes, which I command thee this day. What did Moses say? What was he instructing him to do? Was not forget. Oh, dear friends, how many of us today forget to give thanks to God, who is and forever will be worthy of our praise? What do? We, like they, we take a lot for granted. We want manna till we get manna. Then when we get manna, we don't want it no more. The Bible teaches us that we have not. Why? Because we ask not. You see, what the children of Israel was to do, it's what we're to do. We're to be faithful. We're to be willing. We're to embrace. We're to apply the Word, be about the Word, convey the Word, embrace the Word, ingest the Word, and be a part of the Word. Children of Israel lacked something. You look back to the four previous books of the Pentateuch. You think about it. You read it. The children of Israel lacked something. You know what it was? Contentment. They weren't contented. They weren't contented. They could go to the bitter waters of Moriah, and Moses could put the blessed staff in and make the bitter sweet, and they were happy momentarily. And before you know it, the anguish and the pain of life set in, and their contentment fled, and they were uncontented. I tell you today, dear friends, we're in a world of people that is not contented. If you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, and you're embracing the Word, and you're applying the Word, and you're heaving and hoeing and carrying and embracing the Word, you'll have commitment. The Word will bless us to be committed and have contentment. You see, the children of Israel lacked because of their lack of contentment. Many today lack because of their lack of contentment. People just ain't contented anymore. They find happiness in everything but the right thing. People say, well, why is the drug rehab centers busting at the seams? Why did the places of hardship seem to be overflowing? I tell you today, people are looking for contentment. They're looking for peace in their heart. And you will never have contentment. You'll never have peace until you embrace the Word. The Word. Moses gave them those warning words before they was ever to walk over into the land that flowed with honey. because he knew that the anguish and the pain and the hardships of life would be there just as he was in the days of Egypt. But he knew that if they were contented in the Lord and was committed to give thanks and thanksgiving to God Almighty and to forget not how that God had blessed them, he knew upon the faithfulness of God they would thrive. So will we. Come hell or high water, I know who I belong to. Now the world may beat you. The world may kick you. The world may try to scatter you. The world may desire to have its way with you. But I tell you today, the repetitions of the word that you have instilled in your heart will bless you and help you and enable you to rise above the anguish and pain of life. For the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, and we're to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Lady I know lost her sister last week, was going through much. I text her verse from Peter. It blessed her heart. You know why? Because the word reminded her. The word, it blessed her. The word helped her to rise above the anguish and pain of her heart. And it brought about a relief in the grief that she was suffering with. That's why that Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. God wants to bless us in a time of grief. He wants to help us in our time of sorrow. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I've heard that many, many times. Well, hear it again. It ain't going to hurt you. All it's going to do is help you. How many times have you read the Word, and you've read the Word and read the Word, and then one day you'll read that particular passage that you've read countless times, and the Holy Spirit will just quicken your spirit and enlighten you? You know why? Because it's alive, it's well. When Jesus said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, Jesus implied that we're to grieve and to be sorrowful of our sins and our iniquity. You say, well, I've heard that before. Well, listen, there's something different than hearing it than implying it. There's a lot of people that know it. There's a lot of people that's got a lot of head knowledge. But what Moses was desiring to instill in the children of Israel was for them to have heart knowledge. Because that heart knowledge would bring contentment. And they then could know that present help. You see, dear friends, they were embarking upon a new day, a new adventure. They were embarking upon a time that would be full of uncertainty. But they, like we, know this. There is a blessed assurance in God's Word. Repetitions of the law was all Moses could give them. He would not lead them any longer. Joshua would take the reins and they would go with him over in the land of Canaan. But he could leave them with a word. And you know something, dear friends? That's why that he said this. Beware. What's beware? It's a warning. He said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God and not keeping his commandments and in his judgments and in his statutes, which I command thee this day. What's he saying? He's saying then, as the Lord is saying today, let us not forget to give thanks, to give honor, and to give praise to his name. And apply it to our lives each and every day. That's why the Bible echoes into our hearts to be instant in season and out of season. There's sometimes it's harder than others. But it's all good in the presence of God. Repetitions of the law. Can you imagine when Moses was declaring this word, many of them may have shrugged their shoulders and said, oh, I've heard that all my life. There are people warming pews all over this land and said, well, I've heard that all my life. Let me tell you something today, dear friends. When we imply it and we embrace it, we take hold of it, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. It becomes more than just words printed on a page. It becomes what that it is, alive. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It becomes real. It's real. It's real. Whether I got this old 1917 Scofield Bible or not, it's real. And you know something you've heard the old country preacher say all years? It's going to stand when the world's on fire. It always was, it always will, and praise God, it forever will be. That's what Moses desired for them to take hold of. That's what God desires for us today to take hold of in our lives. It may be repetitious, it may be something that we've heard before, but it is something that brings joy and peace to our hearts. You have joy and peace in your heart today. You know something? I couldn't make it without it. But praise God, I know I can make it with it. Because it's a part of me. And I'm a part of it. What makes us a part of it? Blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. When we read from Deuteronomy, and then we went over in the Gospel of Matthew, over 1,500 years had passed before Moses had penned that verse and Jesus had quoted that passage. But that word was still just as vibrant 1,500 years later as it was the day that the Holy Spirit had Moses to pen it. Praise God, now 2,000 years has passed since Jesus had spoke those words in Matthew. And you know, it's still as fresh and vibrant today as it was yesterday. And praise God, I can declare to you today, it will be forevermore. Repetitions of the law is what we need. Repetitions of the law blesses our heart. Repetitions of the law is what led me to Christ as my Lord and Savior. Paul said in Romans 10 and 13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then he would say in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. You see, you might say, well, I've heard it. I did too. But I never really heard it until I accepted it. And the children of Israel would never really know it until they accepted it. And then when they applied that contentment, of that peace and joy in their heart through the love of God, all things changed. Under the leadership of Jericho, the land became theirs. They had a few bumps in the road, but God blessed them, just as He said. The walls of Jericho would fall. All the enemies that stood in their wake would be crushed. All the obstacles that seemed so overbearing would be laid to rest. You know why? Because they had the Word. Now, there may be something in your life that may seem just too big for you right now. But listen, I want you to know something. God will bless you, and He will help you. The Gospel of Luke, in Luke chapter number 6, Jesus would say this. We'll end our message today with this passage. In Luke chapter number 6, in verse number 46, notice what Christ would say. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You know, there's a lot of people out there calling Him Lord. Hey, the jails, like I used to be in too, and hey, listen, they're meaner in sin until they get them cuffs on and they walk through that sally port. And oh, how I love Jesus. That changes everything. You know, you're running around these little hollers, buddy. There ain't nothing to touch you. You hear that iron door slam shut. Oh, how I love Jesus. Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord? Not heed to my word. Listen, that word makes all the difference in our lives today. You may not know it. I don't know much about it. But there's one thing I do know. Jesus loves me. And He loves you. Praise His glorious name. Repetitions of the law is what we need. Listen, John 3:16 may seem very elementary to a lot of us, but for God so loved the world, I'm part of that world. I know He loves me. Praise His glorious name. Let's stand to it.